Russia's Wagner mercenary groups threaten to pull out of Ukraine's embattled city of Bakhmut if Moscow doesn't send more ammunition. The head of the group, Evgeny Prigozhin, says that without proper supplies, his troops will withdraw or die. Fighting for the control of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine's lasted for months. Kyiv says it remains in control of a key supply route into the city.
Now, our statistics show that when we have enough munitions, we have X people killed. But when we don't have enough ammunition, we have X times 5 deaths. So this is what I think. I'm all but ready to write up a big report to the Prosecutor General's office or the Investigative Committee to look into this and find and hold those responsible for the deaths of thousands of Russian men.
Ilya Shapovalova is a journalist based in Moscow. She's joining us live from there. This is an unusual thing to admit in the middle of a battle. Why is Prigozhin saying this now and so publicly?
That's correct. Well, we all know that the situation is pretty dire there. And according to Prigozhin, as you mentioned, the Wagner group will leave the front and their positions in Bakhmut if the problem with the supply of ammunition is not resolved. He said that in an interview with one of the Russian military bloggers. Prigozhin said that he had written an ultimatum to Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, saying that before the expected offensive of the armed forces of Ukraine, the lack of the munitions could lead to catastrophic consequences for Russia. According to Prigozhin's forecast, the offensive should begin no later than May the 15th. He also warned that his Wagner group could come to an end. He reiterated that Wagner would cease to exist in a short time due to heavy fighting, the lack of shells, plus earlier, Prigozhin has repeatedly said that Wagner fighters were supposed to be short for desertion. And the New York Times also wrote that the Russians storming Bakhmut face execution or imprisonment for leaving their positions or for desertion. So the situation is quite tense at the moment. So some quick decisions has to be made.
Russians have been arrested, at the very least, and prosecuted for criticizing the conflict and the Russian military. Why is it Evgeny Prigozhin is able to get away with statements like this again so publicly?
Exactly. He's obviously a very important player in this conflict, and he is an important one right now. And he positions himself as a public figure, and he doesn't hesitate to be very loud on what's going on the front line and criticize the army when he thinks it's necessary. In the past few months, Prigozhin has openly come into conflict with the Russian Defense Ministry, in particular accusing the military leadership of deliberately preventing the shipment of shells and munitions to its mercenaries. And in addition, he was cut off from hiring prisoners in Russian jails. Those prisoners, they obviously played the most important part in the tactics that allowed the Wagner to advance in the Bakhmut area. They were the first to be thrown into the assault in order to reveal the firing positions of the armed forces of Ukraine. And also on the 14th of April, Prigozhin said, quote, "For the authorities and for society as a whole today, it is necessary to put some kind of full stop in the conflict. And the ideal option, in his opinion, is to proclaim Russia's victory and announce the end of this special operation." That's according to Evgeny Prigozhin.
Yulia, thank you very much indeed. That's Yulia Shapovalova bringing us up to date from Moscow. Well, at least 2 civilians have died in southwestern Russia as a result of shelling by Ukrainian forces. That's according to the local governor. The attack happened in the village of Bryansk region. A residential building and houses were destroyed.